Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show number 80 for your Monday, December 16th, 2013. I am not TJ Lauerman. No, in fact, I am Rich Grisham and I have the honor of hosting this episode, which is part one of the That Sports Gamer Awards show. Joining me on his own show is That Sports Gamer himself, TJ Lauerman. TJ, welcome to your own show.
Rich, super happy to be here. First time, long time, as they say on the radio.
As TJ puts the ultimate in ultimate team. And also joining us this week.
I like that, Rich. I might go update my Twitter profile right now.
And also joining us for this episode is a man who ignored the fact that he was uninvited to attend this show. Scott Binns. Scott, welcome.
Thank you for having me on my own show.
Well, as I said, in 2012's award show, I mean, you guys screwed up pretty bad. So this year, I've decided to take it all on me, add some extra categories, make everything right with the world.
So when everything is completely wrong, there's only one person to blame.
Yeah. Rich Grisham, the host of this episode of That Sports Gamer.
All right, so as you know, this is awards season, and the That Sports Gamer Awards take sports video game awards to a very different place than pretty much any other place on the web. So this is going to be a lot of fun. This is also part one of two. So there's a whole lot going on tonight, but there will also be a whole lot more going on sometime between now and the end of the year. We're not exactly sure when, but it will happen. So what we're going to do is basically this. We're going to go through the categories, and then TJ is going to say who the nominees are and who the winners are. And then Scott and I will make fun of him for all of the terrible choices that he's going to have.
There's too many nominees. I guess that makes sense.
Sorry. All right, good. So let's just jump right into it, shall we? Up first, the first category in the 2013 That Sports Gamer Awards is the best song in a sports game. So which song that was featured in any way in any of the 2013 sports video games? The best song. So TJ, talk about this award.
If That Sports Gamer existed in 2005, this would have essentially become the Tessie Award for the Dropkick Murphys and their game song Tessie in
MVP.
Yes. Also, amazing soundtrack for that whole game. Some terrible songs in there, but I played it so much that they're all classics now.
Where is Jeff Solomon when we need him? Because since we're giving love to MVP here.
That's why he's also not invited.
clearly TJ did also. He disinvited him, and Jeff somehow listened, unlike you, Scott.
For this one, I only have honorable mention and the winner. All right. The honorable mention.
Well, can I tell you what it? I'm glad it is not. I'm assuming honorable mention is not Thunderstruck by AC/DC, which blares constantly when you are practicing in Madden 25.
That is correct. That is not one of the.
Oh my gosh! I never need to hear that song again. Please.
Is that even that? Wait, is that even actually the AC/DC version, or is it like a cover?
Oh no, it's got Brian Johnson screaming at the top of his barely functioning lungs. Yes.
Okay, I guess I don't play enough practice mode or something because I didn't even know that.
Oh, it's terrible. And what's also funny is in that same practice mode, if they're not playing Thunderstruck, they're playing Welcome to the Jungle. Mm. But for some reason, they don't have the vocals during the Welcome to the Jungle, but they do have the vocals in Thunderstruck. I don't understand.
It's weird. It's all like leftover licenses from Madden 10 when they had all that music in there.
Awful. So anyway, TJ, I'm sorry. Honorable mention.
Well, another song that didn't make this list because of pretty much the same thing you said is All of the Lights by Kanye West. Because during the NBA 2K14 installation, that's all you can hear.
Or even worse, when you sit there and wait at the screen for it to never go anywhere. It's amazing. During the myriad crashes that happen. And oh, gosh, yes.
Okay. Though, great song. That killed it for me. Honorable mention, the Dropkick Murphys of The Boys Are Back from NHL 14. The boys are back, the boys are back, the boys
are back, kids are looking for trouble, the boys are back. Was that in NHL 13?
I'm going to say no, but I think you watched.
I don't think so.
because for some reason I had a weird flashback that it had been in NHL 13. The only thing I'm thinking is maybe because I reviewed NHL 14 very early on a debug. That's why I might have thought it was in 13. So, but anyway.
I think that song was played a lot, like, for both baseball and hockey this year. So maybe you were thinking way back or something like that.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
just in general, not in video games.
Am I crazy, or did the Bruins do something good in the NHL playoffs?
I think they might have done one or two good things, yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming they played it a lot back then, too.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I think NHL 13's Dropkick Murphys song was, "I'm shipping up to Boston."
No, probably not right. In the game. No, you're thinking of the Offspring's Days Go By.
All I said was it was in the game.
There was no Dropkick Murphys song in NHL 13. As if I will say that with the utmost confidence of this Wikipedia page.
All right, so there's your honorable mention. Your winner is?
My winner is, on this tab, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. If you have a television, you have heard this song about a million times.
Yeah.
It was not only, this is the main reason it wins, not only was it in MLB 13, it was also in NBA 2K14.
Yeah.
So come on, how can you not be that amazing?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It was actually pretty good at the SEM Awards. They played it live, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can live with that. I got no problem with that.
I appreciate that, because that's why I'm doing these alone, so people can come at me directly, and you guys...
You know who shows up a lot in my sports games these days?
Who's that?
Coldplay. What's up with that? Are they like big in the sports world or something? Because I think they're in at least two or three games as well.
Depends who their music people are that make those deals. That's probably basically what it is.
Yeah, good point. All right, so there you have it. The first award winner. Congratulations. Up next... interesting category, because the category is most interesting game. And your description of this, TJ, was the best niche games. So talk to me a little bit about what this category means, as well as what some of your potential nominees are.
These were like games that really didn't have another home, or games that would sound stupid in other topics. Essentially, games worth mentioning. So... if you have the time, I recommend you check out these games if you have time and money. Though I believe the first one is free. My runner-up, what is that called? Second runner-up, I believe?
Sure. Bronze. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Bronze medal?
Yeah, sure, bronze medal.
On the podium.
Scott, good idea. Bronze medal. It's pretty good thinking. But no, we're going with second runner-up because I've actually picked an endless runner game. NFL Runner Football Dash. Call me crazy. All right. If you've ever played, you know, like a Temple Run?
Yep.
Or Subway Surf? Surf Subway? Something like that? If you've ever played an Endless Runner, this is the NFL version of that.
Where
you pick your guy, you pick your number, and you run around like that. You got the three lanes, picking up coins, avoiding tacklers, jumping over pylons, all sorts of good stuff.
That does sound kind of fun.
It's free.
Is really quick, though, is this an NFL game not published by EA?
Correct.
Okay, just wanted to get that out there.
I mean, I believe it's not published by you. I could be crazy, but it's not. I don't believe so. It doesn't have, like, NFLPA stuff. It just has the NFL in it. So the teams are there, but there's no players.
Ah.
If that helps at all.
But there's anything stopping you from being, like, number 27 on the Packers or something like that?
As a matter of fact, that's a good idea. Though it looks like they've stole the college font, which is the staple of That Sports Gamer. But it's free on iOS and Android devices. So if you have those, I recommend you go pick that up.
All right. That is your bronze medal winner.
Nothing from the peanut gallery on that one.
No. Hey, Your silver medalist is?
This is more of the yellow shirt award to Le Tour de France 2013. Available on PS3 and Xbox 360, I believe.
Oh, boy.
What? Rich... this is why it's interesting.
There's somebody who loves their cricket games and their cycling games. It's TJ Lowerman.
I'm always looking for something different.
It is true.
And Tour de France you know, something different.
It's definitely different.
And it's actually pretty cool. How many other games that in mid gameplay can you reach in your back pocket, pull out a banana and eat it?
I can only think of one, so you know, there you go.
Like when I initially
Pong, maybe
I was gonna go Mario Kart. I'm sure gonna, yeah. do that somewhere.
But they don't eat them in Mario Kart. They just throw them on the ground.
No. Yeah.
No, I wonder if
there might be some Donkey Kong game where you can do that.
I wonder if you can throw the peel down in Tour de France. Because that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, game looks great. You have to manage your power. You have the points where you can like sprint and stuff.
So are you like clicking to pedal? I'm assuming this is a PC game. Did you say what platform it was on?
Yeah, I forgot. 360 and PS3.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Okay.
I want to say it's also available on PC as well.
Wouldn't surprise me.
But yeah, that's it's cool. You get to pick your team that you're on. I believe there's real Tour de France guys in it. Who knows?
not that you would know even if they were.
Come on. Dude, admit it, all right? This is just a roster update from 2012 Tour de France.
I mean, it's possible. But I did not play 2012. You get like team management, like you can tell your guys to like push up. There's drafting. Rich, this is the NASCAR game that we've always wanted for, but with two wheels.
I think you need to get Greg Seward playing this game and see what he has to say about it.
I will do that.
All right, so that only leaves one. So this is not the winner. This is merely the gold medalist, because now we've switched to medals for this particular category. The gold medalist for the most interesting game that Sports Gamer Awards is?
I think this one's pretty obvious. What's more interesting and foreign to us than bicycle racing in France? Obviously, that is baseball in Japan.
Yeah.
Pro Baseball Spirits 2013.
Another one, yes. Amazing. Your favorite.
I just hope to God they come out with one on the PS4 next year.
Well, there is, you know, there is talk. I'm not sure if you ever read NeoGAF, but there was a thread today saying what is going to happen with baseball. And a couple of people did mention, you know, that the Capcom with Pro Spirits and another game that they make are a potential.
Konami.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My apologies. I'm not super great with my Japanese publishers. But anyway, yeah, Konami is best positioned to potentially deliver a baseball game in the States because of their infrastructure, in particular because of this game. So is the baseball itself really that good, TJ?
Oh, yeah, I love it. You know what it needs? Okay. More Fox Engine. That's what it needs.
Well, it needs English, too, because like you can only play exhibition games because you have no idea how to do a franchise, right?
Well, that's just because I'm ignorant to the Japanese language.
But yeah,
it's got super in-depth you know, single-player mode and franchise and stuff that I can't do anything with. But Home Run Derby and Exhibition Mode, well worth the whatever amount of money I spent to get that to America.
And are these official Japanese teams and players and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is legit.
No, I'm not suggesting it's not. I just didn't know if it was like, you know, the Nippon Ham Fighters, for example.
Oh, yeah, they're there.
Didn't we spend a good chunk of an episode trying to find Nigel Morgan on the Yokohama Bay Stars?
Yeah, he's there. He's a beast. He might have... No, I'm wrong. Andrew Jones, I believe, has my personal best in the Home Run Derby for this year.
Ah.
Andrew Jones is a beast. Somebody should sign him. Bring him back. Though, I will be super excited next year if a team signs Manny Ramirez and I can use him over there. Unstoppable.
Yeah, do they have the Taiwan leagues that Manny was in, or is this purely Japan?
No, it's just Japan, sadly. I wish they would mix in some KBO and some Taiwan leagues, but we can only wish.
All right, so there it is. There's your winner for the most interesting game, Pro Baseball Spirits, or Pro Spirits Baseball, or please say the name again correctly, TJ.
Pro Baseball Spirits 2013.
Pro Baseball Spirits 2013, excellent. All right.
Or Pro Yaku Spirits, if you want to be technically correct.
All Japanese about it?
Yeah. All right, so moving on to up next is the best cover athlete. Now, this I'm sure will be interesting because every single sports game that came out had a cover athlete, and I believe every single sports game that came out had a contest to determine said cover athlete. So.
I believe so, yeah.
So, TJ, before we get to the winner, who are some of the runners-up and or honorable mentions and or podium standees?
Well, I mean, you know, you got Barry Sanders and Adrian Peterson on Madden.
Yep.
You got some dude on NHL 14 from New Jersey. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing all right for himself.
What else? We got Denard Robinson from NCAA football.
Yep.
I wish I knew who was on the cover of...
Andrew McCutcheon is on the cover of the show.
Rich, we'll get there.
Oh, sorry.
Who's on NBA is what? Who you got? Kyrie Irving and
LeBron
James.
He's also doing all right for himself.
There's about 1,000 different guys on the cover of FIFA's worldwide. But for honorable mention, we're going with Adrian Peterson. He's pretty good.
The next-gen versions.
Yes, the PS4 or the next-gen version of that football game. You know him. He's just doing his thing, averaging 100 yards a game, 1,200 yards after 12 games. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yep.
10 touchdowns. I mean, you can't argue with that, can you?
Although his team is somehow better without him because they wiped Metrodome carpet with my Eagles today.
Let me tell you something, Rich. Little known fact, Toby Gerhart is one of the most underrated running backs in professional sports. Maybe just football because that's the only sport that he plays.
Yeah, too bad he had nothing to do with it. It was all Matt Flynn today. But anyway.
What, huh? Who?
Yeah, what, Rich? Matt Flynn is not on the Vikings.
No, I mean, not Matt Flynn. I'm sorry. Matt Castle. Matt Flynn, Matt Castle. Same guy. Come on.
Christian Ponder. Is that what you're going for?
I know. They both started and won football games today. Got
Thank you. I mean, I wasn't that far off.
Sheesh. I was thinking. Go ahead. Please.
Oh, I was going to say in domes. I was just going to add on.
Though, Adrian Peterson's fumbles are up kind of big this year, but just saying.
I did not know that.
Number three, I'm actually thinking of just renaming this award to the Lionel Messi Award. every year he should be number one, but I decided to give him number three. Let's see. He started the year by winning the 2012 Player of the Year Award. What else we got here? And he finished the 2012-13 season as La Liga's top scorer with 46 goals.
Yep.
And 60 goals worldwide in that time. This year, he became the first player to score 100 away goals and become the player who scored the most away goals in La Liga history. He is also now the sixth highest goal scorer in La Liga history. What else we got here? He is the second highest goal scorer of all time in the Champions League with 62 goals. He's crazy. And he had another hat trick, which made him the first player to score four hat tricks in the Champions League. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's all right, that guy, yes. Agreed.
So he's number three.
Okay.
Number two, sadly, will not get a chance to become number two again next year, as I am taking Tiger Woods in the number two spot. Early in the year, he regained the number one spot in the world. He is also one of the highest paid athletes, according to Forbes. This year he won PGA Player of the Year, PGA Tour Player of the Year. I don't know what the difference is. Also, he's the PGA Tour leading money winner this year. And he won the Vardin Trophy, which is awarded to the PGA of America by the PGA of America? to the PGA Tour's leader in scoring average. And in 2013, he had 5 wins and won $8.5 million. That's
good year. No majors, though. No majors, and that's what these guys are ultimately judged on.
True. Golf's not an individual sport.
I forgot he was on the cover of, the standard edition.
Yeah. Very hard to find nowadays on the cover of his own game. And he won't be there next year. And there won't be a game next year anyway, so he couldn't even be there if he was on the game.
That's a shame.
It's possibly one of the most missed games.
Possibly,
but no spoilers.
yeah. Actually, when we were talking for another show, I totally forgot that I played that game this year.
Now, word on the street is the second update broke everything, right?
Yes, that is the and then the forums were abandoned, so there's basically just a bunch of people in there complaining how nobody's there to help. And then I believe actually your friend Craig Evans, who was the PR guy, blew out of town as well. So, just tumbleweeds.
Yeah, now he's over.
I was going to say, I don't think I've played that game since the update.
Yeah, Craig's over at Universal Studios now, hanging out with Harry Potter. But, more importantly, the winner of that Sports Gamer Award for Best Cover Athlete None other than the Pittsburgh Pirates, Andrew McCutchen.
Oh, how about that? Now, right. what qualifies him to win this prestigious award, Mr. Lauerman?
First off, he won the NL's Most Outstanding Player. So that's one thing. That's pretty good, right? Also won the National League MVP award.
What is that first award you just said?
Which one? Most Outstanding Player?
What's that?
That's obviously, Rich, he's outstanding.
Yeah, I realize that, but there's a Most Outstanding Player and a Most Valuable Player. I'm well aware of the MVP, this MOP award you speak of. Who gives that out?
I mean, Rich, you're asking a lot. You know, most people give it out, I assume. He actually won it in 2012 and 13. So how about that? Also a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, including this year.
Baseball has too many awards.
Yes, well, that is also very true. What else we got here? He hit his 100th home run this year. Finished the season hitting .317, 21 home runs, 84 RBI, and 28 stolen bases, which marked the fifth straight year he achieved 20 or more stolen bases. Rich Grisham, take a guess when the last time a Pirate did that.
I'm going to say in the early 90s, and it was Barry Bonds.
That is correct.
Wow.
He is also, this doesn't say what the most, I see another place where it says Most Outstanding Player Award, but it's no link, so I don't know who votes on that. He's also the first Pirates MVP since Barry Bonds. And come on, he's a Pittsburgh Pirate. Who the hell knows that team even still exists?
And they had a great year this year, too. Like, I mean, for years, McCutchen has been the guy who was supposed to lead the Pirates franchise back to relevance, and he did it this year. Yeah, good for him.
He's had a pretty good couple years. I feel he deserves a little bit of recognition for that.
Well, there you have it.
And next year, we'll just give it to Miguel Cabrera because he deserves it. Most likely, he'll win another Triple Crown or something. This whole category won't even need to be done next year.
There you go. Yeah. Scott Binns, any athletes that...
One more thing. Andrew McCutchen has been dating his longtime girlfriend, Maria Hanslaven, for many years, and he proposed to her on December 11th, 2013, on an episode of Ellen.
Wow, that would be just like 4 days ago.
Yes, it would be. Pretty good year for the guy, huh?
Pretty good year. Except for the mistake of... of getting married, but hey, wait, what? Sorry.
Well, they're only engaged, so
I'm just kidding. Scott Binns, any cover athlete tournaments, awards, or you know, any cover athletes sort of stick out in your mind that we haven't talked about so far this year?
Well, I got two things to say. One's kind of a personal thing. I remember TJ when we were talking about the NCAA cover vote, mm-hmm. and me having absolutely no clue who Eddie Lacy was
mm-hmm. from Alabama.
My how times change. Did I love watching him bowl over the Cowboys today?
Yeah,
he's a good player. He should be on the cover of a game at some point.
And can I throw out an award for like most nonsensical cover athlete?
Sure.
I'm gonna throw out there The Rock with WWE 2K14.
He was at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but it was like he only wrestled three matches this year. I guess I understand it sort of on like the Michael Jordan aspect. Like, I guess, you know, it's hard to argue that Michael Jordan shouldn't have ever been on a cover of a basketball game, but I don't know. Maybe it's just a personal thing.
Yeah, don't hate, because he's great. Just saying.
I don't dislike The Rock. I just feel like someone else should have been on the cover.
Like who? John Cena? Come on, let's get serious.
Well, maybe sort of do like the Legends of WrestleMania cover and feature a bunch of different guys. I put like Hogan and Austin and Rock and Cena and I don't know.
But then you do complain because all those guys didn't wrestle this year.
Well, no, but if they had done the cover that way, then just featuring one guy.
So you want oil paintings for the cover is what you're saying. You want NFL 2K8's oil paintings of wrestlers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just to make sure we're clear.
All right, so this next award...
An award only I could give out.
I was going to say, yeah. TJ could probably go on, do an entire show just on this award, and frankly, who knows, he still might do it, right? So, but it is the best card collecting mode, i.e. either Ultimate Team or Diamond Dynasty or My Team or you know whatever Pro Evo calls their version of card collecting modes. Just kidding. No, it does not.
Are you sure? I thought it had one.
Actually, they might have patched it in because they had like this massive patch that added in 11-on-11 gameplay on the 360 and the PS3 like a month ago. But anyway, this is interesting because, as we all know, there is nobody who is into Ultimate Team more than TJ Larrabee. If they say they're more into it than TJ, they're lying. So TJ, go from the very bottom to the very top, because you probably have something to say about each and every version of this that came out in 2013.
I think I know what his worst one's going to be.
Wow, well, I guess I could do that. Well, Scott, first off, let's go. Start with MLB 13, the show, I guess. Because yep. That, guess what? I love it, but it's terrible. I hate the way they do their auction stuff, because it's like stocks. You can set like a buy price. I mean, I think it's trying to be kind of like a bid and a buy now, but you can't bid. It's very confusing. I don't like it. The fake players completely ruins it for me. And then I guess I would tie both NBAs as being the second worst, because those are terrible. No auction house at all. The idea of Ultimate Team is to build an ultimate team of players that you want. But you can't actively search for a player that you want in either of those games. And you, like, I think NBA, you can just drop players and you get some random amount of coins back. Hate it. Hate both of those NBAs. And I was really looking forward to NBA Live's Ultimate Team. So that really let me down. And NBA 2K14 is just kind of a joke.
Yep.
I know Pete Dot also hates NBA 2K14s now.
Yeah, most people do, because the economy is completely out of whack. I think a post that somebody made in attempting to defend it was like, look, it's not so bad. If you play like 8 games in a row, you'll be able to make enough coins or enough VC
to buy get a pack,
like a single pack.
Oh, and what's...
And that is not fun.
I want to say NBA 2K14 might not even show you the player's stats on the cards, or might not even have overall ratings on the cards.
Wow. That's like a pretty basic thing.
Like, I give MLB and NBA 2K credit for trying to do something different, but don't just steal what EA Sports does. It would be a lot easier for everybody involved. So there was actually a time when this was called the Ultimate Team Award, because right. Including my honorable mention, I have 4 that are all Ultimate Teams. So honorable mention, Hockey Ultimate Team from NHL 14.
How'd you like that this year? This was your first time playing it, is that correct?
Yeah, I didn't really play much of it, but I liked it. I liked what I did play. I liked the packs. I liked that they have the Team of the Week guys, all that good stuff. A little bit of confusion in how you build your team. Like, they're like, oh, this is the auto best lineup of all cards you have. It's actually not. It's just like the cards on your current roster. Like, if you play Madden and you go in, you can hit like best lineup and it will pull from your full reserve and your starting lineup. And I could have swore that's what Hockey Ultimate Team said they were going to do this year, but it really doesn't do that.
I don't think they ever did say they were going to do that.
I felt like they did, but I got Johnny Oduya, so that was good. I got some Devils. It's cool. I like that in the auction house, like after you open a pack and you're looking at the cards you have, you can see what the last one sold for and how rare or unrare that card is.
I love that.
So that's pretty awesome. And not needing to go to like an outside website or something to try to find that out, or go searching through the auction house. Number 3 was kind of amazing for about a month and then kind of fell off. And that is NCAA Football Ultimate Team.
We had some fun with that.
That is pretty cool. I think right now they've come out with cards for all the cover athletes from all the previous versions of NCAA Football.
Nice.
So that's pretty awesome, though I'm assuming there's not a Reggie Bush cover card.
Yeah, that's probably a fair assumption, yeah.
Also, very upset I didn't watch the Youngstown Boys 30 for 30 about Maurice Clarett, so I need to do that. But yeah, NCAA Football Ultimate Team, pretty awesome.
Agreed.
It was actually the gateway into me getting into Madden Ultimate Team, because last year, I don't know what it was, I did not like Madden Ultimate Team, and maybe it was just the college thing, like, giving me that baby step into Madden that really made things click. And I actually really like that it was the pros in their college uniforms and their college, like, attributes and stuff.
Yeah.
It's something different.
My only problem with NCAA Ultimate Team was when you would play against somebody, if you score, they quit.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they didn't find, and I know it's a chronic problem in many Ultimate Team modes when you're playing online head-to-head.
How about just in video games in general?
Well, also you know, yeah. But because the games are so short in Ultimate Team, it's like if you get the ball and you score and you have a decent drive, like what are the quarters, like 3 minutes long? So like you could easily get the ball and have it for the entire first quarter and half of the second and score a touchdown.
And I think it was actually longer in NCAA.
Really? I don't know.
I felt like NCAA's games were a little longer. Or Madden, it might just be because of the first down thing.
I thoroughly enjoyed everything about NCAA's Ultimate Team, with the exception of when I was playing head-to-head online. I did not have any good experiences.
And also, you can't.
Pretty much where every Ultimate Team falls apart, in my opinion.
And you couldn't trade straight up in Ultimate Team. Remember, like, we had to go on and be like, I'm putting the card up right now, so be ready to search for it. I didn't like that.
Yes, I do.
That's not a good thing. But, hey, it was a really good game. We had some fun. I think the community is actually starting to come back to it now, because everybody's getting really angry at Madden Ultimate Team, which is kind of interesting. And it's kind of cool because you could do some collections and stuff in NCAA that would give you bonuses in Madden if you played in the same on the same console. Though the one thing that I didn't like that was missing was more offline tournaments, a la like Madden has the solo competitions and stuff. But I really would have liked to see offline tournaments and stuff where it's like, here's an SEC team that you're going to play against. You must have an SEC team to play against them. Though maybe with 55 players, that's just too much to ask for.
That's a lot to ask for.
That's what I'm assuming was the whole thing from that. I mean, but there was collections out there that they wanted like 20 cards for, so they expected you to have a lot.
All right, so that is number three. You're number two.
Madden Ultimate Team and Madden 25.
So you liked it enough to make it number two, and yet you said everybody's upset with Mutt. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, they're not really liking the new the promotions and stuff they're putting out every week. They're just getting whiny. And they want more collections because they have so many cards built up in their reserves. It's, you know, people on the internet. You know.
Do you agree or disagree with those sentiments?
I mean, I would like them to do some more collections because I have a whole bunch of rookie legends still sitting around. I kind of wish you had better odds for some of the better cards in the packs, but I mean, that could be said about anything, and it would probably ruin the economy in all the games anyway. If everybody was pulling the best cards in packs all the time,
right,
it would break everything. But they've had a good stream of legends and stuff come out. Like, I just got a Jerry Rice not too long ago.
Nice.
And the prices, I mean, aren't crazy. And the nice thing about them is they have enough collections where you like cash in all the cards for some, like a bunch of cards for something else, where even the old cards that maybe aren't as great a player, you can still put them on the auction block for a decent price and get a little bit something back rather than just dropping the card. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So sometimes they'll have like NFC West fullbacks. And if you have the four cards that make up that collection, you can put them in and get either a pack back or some coins back. And so usually the smart thing to do with that is just sell those cards, because you can probably get more on the auction block than what the actual trading value is worth when you do the thing. So it just adds, there's a lot of things to do in it. And you can go on the Madden forums, or you can go to Mutthead.com. Mutthead.com, and you can like build your team in their team builder and submit your team to get into Madden if enough people vote for it, which is kind of cool. We did that for the during Extra Life. We gave away that whole team. I mean, that stuff's cool. They're good with the community for the most part. Yeah, Madden Ultimate Team. I wish I could have gotten rich into it.
All right.
You shouldn't have spent all that. You still got $25 on Xbox, right?
No, I bought Power Star Golf.
Damn it, Rich, you could have bought Madden packs.
Nah, I'm not anti-Ultimate Team. I played enough to know that I still prefer playing online leagues and online leagues.
Also, the community that I found playing Madden Ultimate Team on 25 has been literally amazing.
Yeah, well, that's why I like the online leagues that I'm in, because the community is great. And I just don't have the bandwidth to be in multiple online communities in these games. You know what I mean? Like with Madden, it's, you know, our press row and four string stuff. With FIFA, I like the online seasons, although I kind of bailed on those just because I can't ever win. and so now I'm back to sort of playing the single player
seasons, playing,
which are fun.
We should start playing 2v2 seasons in that.
Yeah, I mean, I could get off on a tangent here, but let's just say that I somehow already have a backlog of games on the PlayStation 4, which is ridiculous because that shouldn't be happening. But getting much better and more into FIFA is high on my list for those cold January and February weeks. So I definitely want to do that. And I want to work with guys like you and like Corey S.A. to just get better. I think I'm missing two or three fundamental things about FIFA that'll make it more fun for me overall. So,
oh, you got to put the ball in the net.
Yeah. You know, that's, I always put it over. I keep going over and I'm like, I'm really good at kicking the ball very high over the net. And I just thought that's what they wanted me to do. So, all right. So I know what number one is, but let's just say it anyway.
FIFA Ultimate Team.
Yeah.
Might just change you this and to I, FIFA Ultimate Team award.
Yeah. You and I had some fun writing a guide for FIFA Ultimate Team. And I think it outlined very well all of the great stuff about FIFA Ultimate Team.
Yeah, you can check that out on GamesRadar.com.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, it does everything that all the other ones do, except it doesn't have collections, which I kind of feel would ruin the game, but maybe not.
I'm okay with that.
I like that there's no collections. I guess that's kind of okay.
I don't use them in Madden anyway.
Yeah. But I mean, well, it would actually hurt you, Scott, because if there was collections, not good players, prices would arbitrarily go up.
Oh, yeah.
So in FIFA, you can literally build pretty amazing teams with, like, cards that go for drop value. Like, if you were to just discard the card.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I love the multiple squads. Madden tried to do it with, like, you can set different lineups, but that only took off your 55-man active squad, which kind of the stupidest thing I've ever heard. So you could literally do, like,
second string?
Yeah, you could literally have one lineup that's your starters and one lineup that's your second string. So if you... because they have chemistries in Madden, so you could do, like, two different offensive chemistries and two different lineups. But it was just kind of stupid. But Foot, amazing. They took out the formation cards, which was huge. So now if your guys are right mid and he's playing right mid, he's happy. It doesn't matter if he's playing right mid in a 3-4-1-2. So that's a lot better. I like the what did they call them? I think they called them the chemistry cards. So your guy can be, now he's a sniper, so he gets plus to shooting and accuracy, or now he's a midfield crazy guy and he gets better dribbling and ball handling. I mean, Foot does it right. Everything else should just keep copying Foot. Everything needs to add the search by name. That would be great. But it's just, I mean, and there's multiple apps you can use. They have the website you can use. You could literally buy FIFA on day one, pop it in, start your team, return FIFA, and still probably have a $60 experience, not ever playing a game. Just building out squads and all that stuff. I mean, that's more fun than even playing the game, I think. But that's just me. I'm crazy.
It's a lifestyle, and you are in the middle of that lifestyle.
Yep.
And frankly, we're all quite a bit worried about you.
I would be as well.
All right. So there is the winner of the FIFA Ultimate Team Award is FIFA Ultimate Team. Up next, the best franchise mode. This is also, I'm sure, going to be quite an interesting debate. So
this is again, a good one.
Go from the bottoms up. Honorable mentions, silver, bronze, and gold. Not necessarily in that order, because that order was incorrect.
Yeah. Honorable mention, I put Out of the Park Baseball 14, because I feel like that should always be mentioned, because that's...
Isn't that... just game is franchise
that
mode.
That is franchise mode. That is the definition of franchise mode. Maybe a little bit too good at franchise mode, which is why I put it in honorable mention. It's a little scary how good it is. What else we got here? Number three, second runner-up, GM Connected from NHL 14.
A fine choice.
Amazing.
See, the thing is, you don't even count the online or the offline GM mode.
Yeah, I know. That's the hard part about this, Scott. But what's really different between online and offline?
You play with people in online.
I know. Well, I mean, that's why it's an amazing franchise mode. And I love our TSG Triple Deke. I think I'm actually going to make the playoffs this year. I did the smart thing and simmed all the non-versus human games. Smart thinking, right, Scott? I think I've clinched the seventh spot in whatever thing I am in.
Where am I? Because I have not been able to log in for about a week and a half.
So, apparently Rich Grisham is still in our TSG Triple Deke League. You know,
absolutely.
Hey, Rich, I think we have a game to play.
Oh, good. Because we're getting right to the playoffs.
Rich, I don't even know what team you are.
I'm the Capitals.
I feel like you're doing really good, then.
Oh, I was doing well, and then literally all of my good players got knocked out for 30-plus games, and it got very depressing to play because there was no Ovechkin, there was no Green, there was no Erot. I mean, like, all of my guys were gone, and I'm... You know,
you play TJ?
Yeah, I send people out on stretchers every game. I'm not even messing around.
Now, TJ always ducked me because he knew that I would kill him.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know how things work in hockey. Can we play in the Stanley Cup?
You are. What team are you?
The Blackhawks.
Yes, we can.
Sweet. Let's get to the Stanley Cup and play each other.
No, but Vlad and Mike Clay will make sure that nobody but those two guys get to the Stanley Cup. We have to kick them out of the league because they're way too good. I mean, they are so good that like every time I play one of those guys, it's like, you know, 10-2. And that's if I play well. I mean, they're just insanely good.
It's funny because Vlad's in the league just because I was on a EA Sports Hockey League team with him last year for a little while, just randomly. And he's like, we were talking while playing a game. You got a league? I want to join that. Okay.
Oh, so it's your fault.
Yeah, it's gotcha. My fault.
But yeah, GM Connected, super deep. Maybe too deep.
Maybe.
A little shit.
All right. So what's next?
I don't know. We've never done an off-season, so who knows?
Yeah. Jesus. Don't even. You put an exhaustive guide together for that last year, Scott.
Yeah, and then we just...
never
we
utilized.
Just,
yeah.
And then we just went...
Started from scratch.
Started a new season.
All right, runner-up for best franchise mode. What is it? Connected franchise mode? Is that what CFM stands for?
Yes.
Yeah, connected franchise mode in Madden. Guess what? You can set your hot dog prices.
If you're an owner. You don't have to be an owner. You could be a coach or you could be a player.
Best part about being an owner is getting to see all these smiling EA Sports people's faces.
I know. It's including your friend Craig Evans.
Craig is in there.
Sits there and smiles at me every day.
I forget what he's in charge of, but it's so funny because he's just staring at you like, you're making good decisions. Thumbs up.
I think he's the staff.
Is he in charge of staff? Maybe.
I think he's staff.
And, I mean, this is kind of unfair because it has all the stuff built into the one mode. But,
yeah,
you know, it's super good. You can set your ticket prices and stuff. That's awesome.
Who
moved their team in the Press Row League?
I don't think anybody did. I think Madden moved a few teams because I think somebody went to Mexico City. But yeah, no, nobody, because I am the only owner. Everyone else is a coach.
Yeah, I didn't want to do all that work.
Yeah. Well, there's no work. You don't have to do any work.
Guess who's winning? Who's leading in Head Coach of the Year awards? This guy.
With the thumbs.
So it's pretty good. Yeah, CFM puts a whole bunch of stuff into the game, and it's amazing.
No, you're single player,
owner, coach. It's amazing.
Particularly in PS4. I mean, I've been in a couple of... we've been in a four string forever, and we had huge problems with it on the 360. Yeah.
to start
when
over.
It started, had to start over, just bugs and problems and crashes and things like that.
We should be at the Super Bowl by now.
But conversely, in the in the PS4 next gen version of it, we have had smooth sailing, and it's been terrific.
I think me and Brian had our game screw up right in the beginning. Was it me and Brian? Or me and the Texans? One of us, I think, like 3 minutes into the game, got messed up. Oh, no, it was me and Brian, because I think he was up 10-7. Then I went on to whoop him in the rematch.
Now, did the game save? Because the one time I was playing an online game, I was playing a game in our league, and my internet went out. I wasn't playing against a human, but I was playing against a computer, and my internet went out. And when it came back on and I turned it back on, it picked up right at the spot where the game had, where I had been. I was blown away. I didn't even know that was a possibility. And it's like, oh, your game, I don't know exactly what it said, but basically it was like, your game was disconnected at this point in time. Click here to pick it up from there. And I did. And it was in the second quarter and I could not believe it.
Excuse me. I'm going to buy a PS4 right now.
Well, yeah, I noticed that when, I had gone to my in-law's house and I brought my PS4 over and I played my brother-in-law in just an exhibition game. And we stopped it at like halftime or something, cause we were going to play NBA. And when I got home and plugged my PS4 back in, it was like, oh, hey, do you want to continue playing this game from where you left off?
But
I don't think it works online versus someone
right.
else.
Right. I was just going to say, Dot and I had trouble, and it was my internet again that went out, which I have since had fixed.
Multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times. Right now it's working well, but give me 5 minutes and it could crash again. When Pete Dot and I had a disconnection and we went to go back in, we had to start again from the beginning.
Yeah. Figures, like, that's the one place you'd really want it to.
Right. Ooh. Especially because I was up like 17-3 in the third quarter.
And let me tell you something that I found out the hard way playing a game online. If you go try to cut a highlight in the middle of a game,
it does not want you to do that.
Once you hit edit, and I think it says, oh, do you want to suspend your Madden game? Then it will just end that game. Which is weird, because that was an online franchise game, so I don't know why it didn't do that. And let me come back in. Interesting. We have to test that more, Rich.
Yeah, I think it just kind of does it when it wants to do it.
Maybe. Yeah, connected franchise mode. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is great. I mean, again, with something that big, you are going to have weird stuff that happens. But it is super good. I mean, it's fun to be able to be a coach or an owner or a player and to be able to do it all together. And yeah, I'm a big fan.
And the winner of That Sports Gamer's Best Franchise Mode, Dynasty Mode in NCAA Football 14.
Yeah. Awesome. Amazing. Awesome.
Awesome. They give you all the tools to use it offline, to do all your recruiting.
Best yet.
All the, what are they, coach skills? Coach skills tree? Amazing.
Love that.
I mean, there's so much. Dynasty, it's just, I don't have words to describe how awesome it is. And I love, the thing I love about NCAA more than Madden is when you have your team in Madden, the next couple of years, it's pretty much going to be the same team. I mean, you might sign a free agent here and there, draft a kid. But NCAA, your team changes so much, even just year to year. Like, we're doing a Dynasty Online where I am the Miami Hurricanes. Year one, my quarterback, super fast, athletic, doing a lot of read options, doing a lot of just straight option plays. And that worked well. I think I lost. I think I, like, 10-2, if that's a record that I could have. Something like that. Lost the bowl game. Pretty upset. That guy graduated. Now I have a pocket passing quarterback. Mm. Everything's different. It just, now my whole plan of attack has to change. I have now new defensive linemen. It's just, you have to be more on your game in Dynasty to keep everything running smoothly and not get completely screwed up after 1 or 2 years. And I think that's my favorite part of that Dynasty mode. And you can just, I mean, you can take a terrible team and make them amazing. I mean, you could screw up Alabama really bad if you probably wanted to.
What?
I mean, I wouldn't do that. I would take Alabama to the promised land every year. Give me $7 million a year. Rich, this is the only game where someone tried to apply for a job to be North Carolina's head coach, stating that they're amazing in NCAA.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I want to talk about the coach skills for a minute. I mean, I really, really loved what opportunities they present. Mm-hmm. Because you can go in two directions. You can go in basically the direction of recruiting.
Yep.
Or you can go in the direction of helping your team on the field right now. And the decisions you have to make are directly impactful on what's happening. You're basically, you need to choose whether you're going for it this year or whether you are building for the future. Because mm-hmm. if you go halfway on each, I don't think you're helping yourself. You either need to say, you know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to try to make my, you know, I'm going to try to improve my attributes in game so that I can win games now. Or I'm going to just hope that my stick skills can get me enough wins and I'm going to try to go for the future. Because like going halfway doesn't do it. And I just loved the week-to-week strategy and tactics that brought to the table. Because like in one of the dynasty leagues that I was in, I was Virginia, and I lost a couple of tough early games. And I was like, okay, now I'm not going to probably be able to win the ACC, nor am I going to be able to win the national championship. So I'm just basically, I'm still obviously going to try to win games, because in college it doesn't help to lose. It only hurts to lose. And it also, if you lose games, it hurts you in recruiting, your active recruiting.
Yep.
So I just like put all of my coach skills in recruiting, you know, to get me more points and to make the visits better. So I just love that. Like that was, I don't think anybody talked about that but me, but I loved how that impacted it. And that was a huge, you know, to me it was huge. I loved it.
Yeah, I've dumped all my points into recruiting as well, with having a little bit of faith in the stick skills, but also being Miami, having to deal with Florida, and Florida State probably taking a bunch of recruits away from me.
Yeah, good point. Because I was Virginia, and I was always fighting off Virginia Tech, you know, fighting off. Yeah, I mean, it's like every guy that I wanted to go to either Virginia Tech or Pitt. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come here. I'll take care of you. Pay you a little money under the table. No one will see.
And the best part is online. They limit it to only 12 players, which some people would probably hate that because they want their 30-something team Madden franchises. But I think 12 is like the perfect number where you don't have to play a human every week and do all that scheduling, which that's like the biggest headache in games is all the scheduling.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, in NCAA, you play 3 or 4 human games a season. I'm fine with that.
Well, that's why our press row Madden CFM is working well, because there's, what, 7 of us? So every week, usually there's 1, maybe 2 games where people will be playing each other. But, mm-hmm. you know, some weeks like this week, nobody's playing the against each other. We're all playing the computer. So
I get that week done in like 2 days.
And we're getting all the weeks done in like 2 days. It's amazing.
We're
it's
already like, on week 9, and I think we started maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hate awesome. You all.
Scott, run out and buy a PS4.
I wish I could.
Sell everything you have.
Just choose not to, sir. You choose not to.
No, I could, but I enjoy living in my apartment and not my car.
Yeah.
I enjoy having a girlfriend.
Understood.
It's true.
Understood.
These are all viable reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all still wrong, but
yeah, I don't like any of them, but they are. Yeah. They do exist.
All right, so there it is. Can't argue with that. Up next, we have the least positive category, which is the biggest disappointment. TJ, what's on the list?
Honorable mention goes to roster update 14, a.k.a. FIFA 14 on the Vita. Which is the exact same game they've put out, what, 4 years in a row?
Well, first of all, the Vita's only been out for 2 years, so no.
So 3 years in a row because they had football, right? The first.
It is the third version of Vita, third version of FIFA on the Vita. And while I am not defending it, I would not recommend anybody spend the $40 on it. What I will say is that FIFA on the Vita is my favorite platform to play that game. It's the best.
It's an amazing game.
But, like, go buy the first one.
Yeah. Or, yeah, last year.
Whichever one you can find cheapest, go buy
that. Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly. But, I mean, you know, at least this year, right, they said, you know, they came out and they said it. Like, they call it Legacy Edition, right? You know, the problem is the charging and the $40, which, you know, let's face it, that's a contractual thing with FIFA. It's not a... I'm sure that if they could, they would sell it for $20 because then they would sell tons more. You know what I mean? But, you know, they're not allowed to by their contract sell it for less than a full price game. So
the good news, you can hit the $20, $30, and $40 price ranges because you can get FIFA Soccer on Amazon for $20. You can get FIFA Soccer 13 for $30 or FIFA Soccer 14 for $40.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm not, you know, I love playing FIFA. The video. Right. Because of the back touch lets you shoot at the goal in by far the best way. I mean, I love FIFA on the PS4, but I still just like it doesn't make sense when you're shooting, you're using the sticks and the button to aim in the complete opposite plane that you are playing the game. You're moving left to right in the game, and yet you're aiming as if you're looking straight onto the goal. It's terrible.
I hope they think about putting that onto the PS4 controller.
I don't think so because that touchpad or that pad or whatever that thing doesn't do anything.
I mean, it's
the timeout button in Madden. I don't know what else it does, but I don't.
The accidental timeout button in Madden.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe we can
select.
Hope. Select is
There's
gone.
No select.
Get out of here. Oh, you can also still select for a timeout, I believe.
Yeah, but there's no select or start, right?
On the
PS4 controller?
No, you can do share. It doesn't do anything.
It's share and options are the two buttons.
Yeah, so, yeah, the only way to call timeout is to hit the big center button. Then.
The giant button. Yes.
Maybe, but yeah, put the touch on that for the shooting. That'd be awesome.
It would be.
I'd be super happy.
It would be. I mean, again, it's the biggest problem that I have with an amazing game. Is that you're moving left or right while playing, but yet when you go to shoot, you all of a sudden have to somehow orient yourself, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
And that's why this is a disappointment and not worst games list. Because I'm very disappointed that they've literally not touched that game since the one that came out.
And I love the Vita, and lots of people do, but there's not, you know, hardly anybody has the Vita. So what's the point?
Don't blame the console. As you can see, no Wii U games have made any of these lists. Yeah,
there you go. Good point.
Did the Wii U have any sports game?
Not one.
Sports Resort Club
does not
download
count.
For $1.99 each
does
version.
Does not count.
Something like that.
I'm trying to even think if there was like a retro sports game released on the virtual console. I don't think so.
Is an NES Open on 3DS eShop?
But that's not Wii U.
Hey. It's all Wii to me.
All right, what's next, Mr. Lowerman?
Number three, a.k.a. the second runner-up for Biggest Disappointment, is NBA 2K14 Next Gen Edition.
Ooh.
It's tough, I know. It's tough. But yeah, no online association, which I was super excited for. The park presented by Sprite never really worked until last week. I got it to work a couple times. So that's kind of cool. What else? They didn't have the Jordan, what is it? The Rich, what's the name of the thing that you wrote the guide for?
The,
Rising Star?
The Rising Star mode. Rising
Star?
No, Rising Star was the NBA Live thing.
Oh, was it? No.
Yeah.
Path
to Greatness. Yeah. That's Path to Greatness, yes.
Yeah.
Which is great. I love that mode, by the way. Very underrated.
I would have loved to play it next gen, but guess what? Couldn't do it. Hey,
they'll sell to you next year.
Sure. Visuals are pretty amazing, though. Give the game credit for that.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. All the currency stuff being all jumbled together is kind of a problem.
It's a huge problem.
Every once in a while, it's like, hey, you haven't created a player in this game. It's actually like, no, I have. Let me quit you and then go back in, and then you'll read my save for no apparent reason.
Yep.
And pretty much everything you've ever said about this game, trying to deal with server stuff.
Ugh.
Terrible.
It's the worst.
What else we got here?
And the problem is that it's such a great game. Like, playing the 5-on-5 basketball is awesome. It is great. Thank God they forgot to take out the season mode. Because if you go digging around, you will find a way to play a full 82-game season, which has no virtual currency in it whatsoever, none of the GM options. You can just play a season.
Oh, nice.
And it's great. I'm having the most fun playing that, and I'm also playing my career. So because I'm really only playing one mode that uses virtual currency, I'm being impacted the least by that. But I'm also only, you know, 25 games into my career. But when I'm playing my season and I'm playing with the Nuggets, just, you know, I wanted to pick sort of a random team. It's great. I mean, the 5-on-5 basketball is terrific. The games, you know, I'm playing on regular difficulty, and the games are close. I actually started off 0-2, and I lost my second game at home when the team that I was playing, I think it was Portland, hit a half-court three-point shot to win the game as time expired, and I'm now up to like 5-2 and starting to play well. It's just, it's spectacular. And the my career, you know, the single player where you're playing the young guy coming up, yeah, it's cheesy at parts and it's weird, but I mean, it's also really in depth and really fun and has a lot of variety. You don't just play games. Sometimes you're playing in a practice. Sometimes you've got options to interact with your coach and with the players on the team, and there's just a whole lot going on, and it's great, which makes it so disappointing that so many other aspects of it are so problematic.
Remind me to go make sure I get that 5,000 VC so I can get some
shoes. Oh, I got
it.
I went there today. I felt terrible about doing it, but I did it.
What you should do is take a picture of the tweet and then tweet that out instead of retweeting their tweet.
Yeah.
And
I went and got those 5,000 VC because I want my player to be a better shooter. I need that VC to make him a better shooter.
Interestingly enough, NBA 2K14, the only basketball game on this list. How does that make you feel? Number two.
That's weird. Number two.
MLB 2K13. This should probably be the MLB 2K13 award.
Right.
Yeah, so speaking of roster updates, this was a roster update, and then they took out some modes, so that was pretty awesome. Not really much to say about that game, I guess. They took out what, online franchise? And
yes, online league
or whatever it is they had in there.
Leagues never patched it. I assume there were. I have to believe there was roster updates. I'm just gonna try to believe that.
Yeah, I think possibly.
Did anybody actually look into it to find out?
I mean, I could put it in my PlayStation to find out. But that would mean taking out WWE, and I don't really want to do that. yeah, I mean, there's not really much more to say about that. That's
the less said, the better.
And my biggest disappointment is a very interesting game. If this game had come out, may have been on the most interesting game list. But this game was initially supposed to come out in, I believe, the beginning part of this year. And then it was delayed. And then it came out. And about a couple of days later, it was canceled. So.
I love how the game came out and was canceled.
Yes. Ashes
Cricket. I didn't know that was possible.
Yep. Ashes Cricket 2013 was, I believe, it was supposed to come out in February. I think they split up the Ashes tournament thing between like two different parts of the year. I have no idea about cricket, but I'm very interested, which is my biggest problem with this game. I was really interested to see what this was going to be. Super excited. It had cover athletes. So it was a game. It was a real game. But yeah, it was supposed to come out, I think it was February. Something like February. No, originally released June 21st, 2013. Then it was pushed back to July, then it didn't make July, then they said November, and then it came out on Steam for a couple of days, and then they canceled the game. Which, I don't know how you can release a game and then cancel it, but, hey. Yeah, exactly, Scott. Exactly. but yeah, that happened. Probably the only way you're going to see this game is if you go to YouTube.com/TheRealGiantBomb. They did a quick look of it, and it's pretty hilarious, because normally they're not good at sports games, So that's like funny enough when they're trying to play this stuff. They were playing a sports game that they didn't even know the rules to, which was even better. And it's also a sports game that was canceled days after it came out. So it's pretty amazing. But hey, that's pretty disappointing because I was actually kind of looking forward to it because I love playing those random games like La Tour de France 2013.
You're all about the oddball sports games.
I don't remember if I said it before in this or if I said it during the segment we recorded for Press Row Podcast, but I feel like all these games, I mean, while they're trying to do new stuff, it's kind of the same games every year, which is why I look at stuff like Pro Baseball Spirits and Tour de France, and I want to play cricket and show me a new rugby game. Just, you know, I'm just getting bored of roster update X every year.
Well, next year you're going to get a brand new next-gen version of the show, a brand new next-gen version of NHL, and you're going to get, well, that's the only brand new stuff you'll get. Sure. So there's two, right? And then after that comes golf in 2015. So next couple of years we'll see the reintroduction and reestablishment of some things. So we should, I mean, you know, let's face it, right? How long has this generation gone on? 43, 44 years. So, you know, we finally have some room here to make, to get a little bit of innovation and a little bit of new stuff going on. So I have a feeling it won't be the sort of fatigue of sorts that has set in so many places, because you won't have the crush of development happening for, you know, to get the launch next gen games out, and you won't have the, you know, you'll have the B and the C teams and sometimes even the outsourcing guys working on the 360 PS3 version, certainly to a degree next year and absolutely by like year 2015. So I have hope that the next couple of years are going to be much more interesting than the last couple of years. Yeah, I also have hope that we're going to see a couple of these franchises, if not come back, at least be replaced. Although, again, we've talked often about the barrier to entry, but hopefully we see a couple of things come back, because that would be nice.
I think that perfectly dovetails us into the next award, doesn't it?
The next award? What would be the next award, Mr. TJ Lowerman?
My list
ended at biggest disappointment.
I thought we added one more for tonight.
Well, it's your show.
Well, it is my show.
Yeah.
Well, it's your show.
It's here in the Skype chat.
It's in the Skype chat. Rick Grisham.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then, the final award for part one of the That Sports Gamer 2013 awards is Game That Will Be Missed. And unfortunately, we have more than one game to choose from in this very sad, lamentable category.
I didn't even put an honorable mention in on this one. So I just have three. One, awkward choice. The second runner-up, I will miss MLB 2K series. Just because I feel bad for all you Xbox people without a baseball game. Currently. This is as of right now. Well, because, who knows what happens in January when MLB's like, hey, we made another deal for a year. Buy this piece of crap we got.
I mean, to me, this is a missed opportunity, right? Like, MLB felt several times to me like they were onto something.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, and I'm sure there were multiple reasons, they didn't quite get where they needed to go. And even a couple of years ago with MLB 2K12, they had something there. And then, you know, it obviously became something very different. So yeah, I mean, to me, I will miss it. Not again, not because it won't exist, but because it could have been, you know, could have been a contender, as they say.
Yeah, MLB, I think it was like 2K9 when they brought in the new pitching mechanic.
No, 2K9 was the terrible one.
Was it? It was the new pitching mechanic.
2K, that was 2K8.
2K8? Yeah. After 2K8, there were always like three or four decisions that if they would have went the other way, this would have been a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
But they never did that. I feel like every time they had a decision, they were like, what can we do to screw up this game?
Yeah, they got like the best pitching that I've ever seen in a video game. It was fun anyway. And that was about it.
But still, anytime you throw me a slider, I'm going to hit it out of the park because that game is broken. I don't understand, but...
I remain a big fan of the early iterations of that game mm-hmm. in the console generation. I played a full 162-game season of either 2K6 or 2K7. Loved it. Loved it. You know, it felt like next-generation stuff when you played it those early years as well.
It wasn't until 2K10 that I went, okay, no, I need to get a PS3 and play the show.
Yeah.
And then stupidly did, and it's like the only game I've got for the PS3.
Well, I had liked the 2K series, I mean, going back to technically the Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah.
So I was playing, I must have played 2K on the Dreamcast, and then I switched to, like, All-Star Baseball for a couple of years on the PS2. And then...
Those are good games.
Right. And as the PS2 was winding down, I think that's when I started playing the 2K games. And I was like, these are good, and I played it the first couple of years on PS3. And then I think it was either 2K7 or 2K8. I was just like, this is good, but they're not doing anything for me anymore. And I didn't like the show going into that. And then I switched over to the show, and then the show has essentially become the Madden of baseball games. Like, other ones will try, but what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
So I will miss the MLB 2K series. Not for what it's become, but for what it could have been. And
yep.
That it at least gave MLB something to go against. Like, you see what happens with Madden when it's just left to their own devices and they don't have any challenge.
Mm-hmm.
At least MLB tried to give the show something to play with. But
yeah, and the good news is it's not like the show has dropped off in quality because of MLB or MLB 2K going in the crapper. But
and they easily could have, like. MLB The Show could have not done anything like the last 4 years and still been better than 2K.
Still been a really good game.
Right. It just felt like 2K, there was always decisions they made that made it worse. And stuff they just didn't fix. But I remember there was one point in Home Run Derby, if you played at Cincinnati, if you hit the boat, it never counted as a home run. Something ridiculous like that. It's like, fix that.
Yeah, I remember like 2K9 was the terrible one that had absolutely no collision detection anywhere. So you couldn't break up plays at the edge. You couldn't crash into the catcher. The players wouldn't run into each other in the outfield.
Right. So it'll be missed, but whatever.
Well, I remember 2K9 and 2K10, I went back and bought the show on PS2.
Legacy Edition.
Yeah, pretty much. It was still better than the 2K games.
Yeah. So runner up to game that will be missed, Tiger Woods PGA Tour. I will miss you next year.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to have seen a high def one. Don't really care if it had the Tiger Woods name on it or anything.
Nope.
Go ahead, Scott.
I can't help but disagree with this for a couple of reasons. One, it's not like the game is going away. They're just taking a year off. I mean, it's not gonna be Tiger Woods anymore. 2 years. Okay.
You're not coming out till 2015.
Okay. And, that's a year off, technically.
Well, 2 years between release dates.
Well, right. But only 1 year of not releasing a game.
Also
but
true.
I like that because, you know, if there's any sport that doesn't need yearly releases, it's golf.
Well, that's also why I hope when they come back, they do some sort of Rich Grisham's ideal world of, what do you call it? Golf as a service?
Sports as a service. Sports as a service. In this case, golf, yes.
Come out with like a base game
mm-hmm.
and then
add courses and
every
players,
couple months
have you?
Do something, but hopefully,
but also
I also want to pay $200 for Tiger Woods though.
No, well that's the thing. Like it needs to be valuable and mm-hmm. I think it could be valuable. I think, you know, if you pay, you know, like consider how much money you have spent on EA Sports video games this year.
Nope.
You know, how many did you,
I just got one of those, you know, on PlayStation, if you spend like $60, they give you like $10 back.
I did not know that.
Well, apparently I spent $100 on PlayStation.
I think that was a promotion they ran for like October.
I don't even know what month this was for.
I mean, I've obviously have spent, you know, $300 this year on EA Sports games, right? I mean, I bought NHL and I bought Live and I bought Madden twice.
I bought
price, and I bought Tiger Woods, you know? So
you all make me sick.
So, you know, if I was able to pay $100 and just have access to the full platform, or if I was able to pay, you know, $30 and have access to one or two games, you know, like all sorts of different options. But ultimately, it would just be nice to not, it would be, I think it would be nice for everybody, right? It would be great for the development team to not have to rush and crunch to get a full game, you know, in 9 months every year. If I could, like, if they could just regularly roll out base updates, like, frankly, the vast majority of software is built anymore. You know, if you look in the business space, you know, Salesforce.com is the leader in CRM, in which is huge, and it's completely online, and they do updates all the time, and you just get them, right? I mean, if you run that into the sports genre, it makes perfect sense, right? You get your roster updates at the start of every year. You get new tournaments. You get new ratings. You know, there's already elements of that that are in place. But then if, you know, they don't have to jam a whole bunch of new stuff onto a disc every year, they can just roll stuff out regularly. And also think of how much kind of fun you could have in the off season by doing that, right? Like, just do different kinds of things in the off season to keep the community going, but not immediately segregate the people who are playing Madden 25 from those who are playing Madden 13. Like, whenever that new game comes out, you're automatically creating a separation in the community. And if you create just a online service like iRacing, for example, you know, you don't do that anymore.
Right, but also part of their business model is they want you to play Tiger Woods in the spring, and they want you to switch over to NCAA, and then they want you to buy Madden, and they want you to buy NHL, and they want you to buy FIFA, and then start back up again the next year.
Right, and
they don't want to support Tiger Woods all year.
But there are a lot more people that are not like us there that are like Scott, who just don't buy games very much anymore, right? They just like, forget it. I'm not going to do it. And I think I don't know, but I mean, it seems to me like you'd have an opportunity to reach a wider variety of people if you charge a single yearly subscription. And then all of a sudden, like, if you are not a subscriber anymore, you don't have access at all. Like, it's not like if I buy Madden 13, I've always got Madden 13. I can always go back and play it. Obviously, if I'm playing it 3 or 4 years later, I can't access the online stuff anymore. But, like, if you have somebody subscribe to a service, as long as they're subscribing, they have access to it. But just like any subscription, once you cancel it, you don't have access. I think you would probably, unless your game is bad, probably have more people that would just be like, hey, you know what, I'm playing it all the time. So I don't know. Yeah. It just seems to me like the way first of all, it's inevitable. It's just, is it going to happen in a year or 3 years or 5 years?
Yeah. In my personal case, like, you know, one of my biggest hurdles, and I don't mean to make this sound like a problem or anything I have or that I'm mad at or anything like that. My girlfriend is, you know, she would, she's told me she'd have no problem if, like, the sports games are $20 every year. Yeah. Buy whatever you want.
Yeah,
but when I, you know, it's all these $60 games, and she's like, "What are you doing,
Scott? Just spend $20 every month to get full access to the EA Sports library."
Yeah, that's
not in a theory. Thing. That's would be a really good deal. $20, $40, $60. Yeah, I'd probably pay that. I'd save money, I think. It's just the only thing I would be worried about. Well, I mean, they would have to make it a monthly fee. They couldn't charge you yearly because I feel like that would screw up stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay $100 for Tiger Woods. I mean, unless I'm going to buy all the DLC. So you could literally do it right now.
No, I'm not talking $100 for one game. I'm talking $100 or $99 for all of the EA Sports games.
See, I don't think that would ever happen because you'd have to get all the sports leagues to agree.
That also, yeah.
Yeah, but I think
it would be individual.
I think the economics of it are changing, right? I mean, look at baseball. Baseball doesn't even have a game anymore.
On the Xbox.
One of the reasons they don't even have a game on the Xbox is that the economics don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think hands are going to be forced over the course of the next few years, because I think you've seen it already. No baseball on the Microsoft platform. No college whatsoever. You know, there's a lot of conjecture about the NFL, right? Like, is, you know, the Madden exclusivity is going to end at some point in the next year or two. They could, you know, potentially re-up it. But why would they re-up it at this point in time when anybody who would potentially make a pro football game is 2 to 3 years out from doing it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So
and even then, you've got to compete with the juggernaut that is Madden now.
That is Madden, right. And while a bunch of, you know, core EA haters will immediately flock to whatever comes out, as we have seen with NBA Live, it's very hard to make a new simulation sports game from scratch.
Yeah, I think one of my first comments after I started playing NBA Live, other than I hate you, Rich Grisham, was I don't want MVP baseball to come back.
That's right.
Because
that's a great point.
Because
not the I hate Rich Grisham part, the other part.
I really wanted MVP baseball to come back, and now after seeing what essentially a game from scratch would look like in its first year, I think it would be really bad. And I think
it
there
would be
a lot of nickel and diming stuff that I really don't want in that game.
People have no idea how difficult it is to build one of these things. It's difficult to do it from either direction. It's tough for the Madden guys because they're dealing with stuff that is 5, 10, 15, 20 years old. And I can't tell you how many times I have heard from them and other developers, like, they are regularly surprised by how somebody will put something into the game and then it just breaks something else completely different that you can't possibly understand why that would break it, right? So that's a problem on one side. Problem on the other side is building the stuff from scratch. You don't even understand, not you, but I mean, like, we don't even collectively understand what it takes just to put a base game in. I mean, when I had Ian Cummings coming on, came on Press Row a few months ago, and he was talking about some of the struggles they had at Madden 9 and Madden 10. He's like, some of the biggest problems came from things that you wouldn't even think about, like putting the ticker at the bottom of the screen. Like, because you had to do that. So they had to allocate a couple people just to do that and to get it working. And like the, you know, the integration with like profiles, you know, the system level stuff, like all of those kinds of things, much less doing things like stadiums or, you know, scoreboards or the rules or, you know, I mean, like it is such a gargantuan effort to build one of these things. And again, like we said, you know, NBA Live is a great example. Like everyone that we have spoken to on the NBA Live team is very smart, very articulate, loves basketball, and loves making video games. And the result was a pretty terrible game. I mean, yeah. So that just proves this is hard stuff. And if you know, oh man. So
yeah, it's like all the people who want MVP to come back, who want NFL 2K to come back. It's like they seem to think that the game, they've still been making the games since, you know,
right,
those games were done.
Yeah.
And like, but like, no, there's been no work done. They'd be starting completely over.
None of those people are anywhere near, you know, none of those people work for the company anymore. They're all long gone. Many are even out of the business altogether. I mean,
yeah.
Didn't Owen do a piece on like what it took to get a course into Tiger Woods or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. The scanning of the, of Augusta. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And that's one course.
Right. Yep.
I don't know.
So do we ever get to the number one game that will be missed?
I think we all know the number one game that will be missed, Scott.
Yeah, I know.
Most likely the only reason my Xbox will stay, why I will have to re-up my Xbox Gold for next year.
Ashes Cricket 2013.
I wish. I should try to see if I can find a way to get that somehow. Just see how terrible it is. I pulled the wrong game out. NCAA football. The series I will probably miss the most. One of my favorites.
I have to agree, despite the fact I don't play it.
Especially this year, after NCAA Ultimate Team was so cool. I mean, I'm really gonna be sad. And don't blame Ed O'Bannon. Not his fault.
NCAA 14 was terrific. Had a few problems, but less problems than any game of the generation. Was super smooth, super fun. I loved playing it, and I will definitely miss it a lot.
Yeah.
And again, like the just playing Madden on the PS4 makes me want to play NCAA football 15 so badly, because even though Madden on the PS4 looks similar, again, just the more I play it, the more I like it. And, you know, the fact that, you know, the fact that all seven people in the league, like the minute the league advances, they all play their games means something, right? Like, how many times have you been in a league? You're like, all right, we've advanced. You're like, yeah, I'll get to it when I get to it. Like, everybody jumps right on their games because the more you play it, the more you like it. And again, it's not great, but it's really good. And it just, with as good as NCAA 14 was, I'll miss it even more because of, again, that missed opportunity with the next gen versions. It would have been great just to have one. Like, if we could have just gotten one in there.
That, it's one of the reasons I'm going to have to re-up Xbox Live and keep my Xbox 360 out for a while longer.
Well, you know they're gonna shut those servers down. They're going to be forced to shut those servers down.
When? 2 years? 1 year?
No, they're not going to be able to keep them up. Probably, I mean, I don't know anything, but I'm going to assume by, like, you know, what would have been the next release date will be the day that they're contractually forced to turn those off.
I thought they always do, like, 2 years.
But I think this is different because of, you know, the litigation and all that stuff.
We knew a community manager that we could reach out to. And you know how you said...
Honestly, I think we're lucky they're still up now.
Yeah, also I agree. True. Good point.
And it also has the best website of any of the sports games.
Yep.
Which it because...
Does. Yeah, the best online integration for the stories and the pictures and videos.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Nobody ever talks about that. But like, if you're into it, you can like do all this amazing media stuff.
And the thing I always keep saying is, how did this stuff never get brought over to Madden?
Yeah. Well, MaddenCFM.com is actually not terrible.
That's the new, the next gen one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the current gen one is terrible.
Like, what'd you advanced the league today, right?
I did.
Yeah, there's two games left. Hopefully these people
hit
play
that
soon.
Big old button.
Yeah, it's just...
Right. It's That's amazing. Crazy.
I already miss the things that I'm still in a dynasty for. I'm going to miss all the recruiting. I don't know who this guy is. He could be amazing.
My only problem, my only real, like, just fundamental problem in NCAA football was the fact that the offseason was such a pain in the neck.
They slimmed it down this year.
Yeah, but still, like, you had to advance, like, there's like seven or eight advances to
no,
get
it wasn't
from.
That many. That was last year.
No, that's this year. Trust me.
No, this year
I
went pretty quick.
I had to advance seven different times. There's like from the bowl game to the time that you can start playing your game, there's like seven different things, seven advances.
But those are all important, man. You got to do your recruiting.
Right. But to try to do that with a bunch of people, that's where it all fell apart.
Well, yeah, you just say, on Tuesday, we're advancing. I don't care what you say.
Look, I'm just telling you the one thing I didn't like. All right. I'm not saying it's impossible.
I don't like your don't like. And but you know what? Yeah, I wish they would have made one next gen version. All I wanted was one.
Just right.
I'm going to go back and create a new guy for Road to Glory. Just because that may or may not be my favorite best single player career mode. NCAA football. I mean, next year I think we're going to look back and be like, I think we're going to be even more disappointed next year.
Oh, we will. Especially when it's July and the only sports game that's come out all year is the show.
Rich, UFC something teen 15, 14, that'll be out.
So as I said, because the only sports game that will have come out will be MLB the show.
Wow. Wow. You might get punched in the face by a guy with a tap out t-shirt.
Hey, MMA is a thing, but to me it's not a sport. It's something.
Ooh.
It's not sports. Like, you know. It's fine. I'm not dissing it. I'm just, you know.
I know that's an interesting conversation for another show.
It is.
But I think
on that note, I think we have wrapped part one of That Sports Gamers Award Show. What do you think, TJ, considering it's your show?
I agree. It only took a shade around an hour and a half.
Which, for me, somehow is really short.
Well, that's why we had the bricks up into two. Because we'd be at like 9 hours. Oh, Rich, let me tell you what my favorite time of year is.
What's your favorite time of year?
When I have to listen to about 64 hours of Giant Bombcast Game of the Year discussions. Not only do I love the 3-hour Bombcast on a Tuesday, but having that almost every day is always fun.
Well, you know, the Dodcast is getting up close to 3 hours there on a Saturday basis. So
yeah, thanks. I had to go to sleep at some point last night when you guys were recording. I was like, I'm out of here. I can't. It's like 1:30. I'm good. I don't need to know what the top four games are. I know it's Last of Us. I'm out.
Yep, it is.
So on part two, we will cover the best single player online mode, best single player career mode. I don't know what the difference between those is. But I have different answers for all those. Sports game of the year and most anticipated game of 2014. Hey, Rich Grisham.
Yo.
Did you know that if you go to thatsportsgamer.com, there is a post where you can give feedback on what your top three games are so that we can have those read on the show?
I did not know that, but I do now.
Well, I will make sure there is a link in the show notes to say where Scott can go put his top three sports games of the year.
Oh, yeah, I should do that, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Yes.
NBA Live 14.
1, 2, and 3.
NBA Live 14, not biggest disappointment because it came out. Right? That's something. How about this? It came out and didn't get canceled a week later.
It just got apologized for 2 days later.
Yeah.
Was it even 2 days?
Seriously?
It
was 2 or 3 days.
Wow, I missed that.
It must have been. No, I think it was actually the launch day.
No, it was a couple days after launch. But it was before it came out for the Xbox One.
Right.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Well, it was like the same day they apologized for Battlefield 4 being a piece of garbage.
And yet I don't think there's been a major patch for it since then either.
For what?
Live?
I don't believe so. There's a lot of promises in that letter.
Lots of them.
So, next year, top four promises that weren't kept in the game.
But we're still going to be playing our 7-game series, TJ. You can't duck me that easily.
Hey, if I could figure out how to do it, I would be more than happy to invite you to a game. Because I don't know how to do that. It looks like it should be pretty easy. I just go to that thing and pick you in the list.
All I know is once my internet got upgraded, all of a sudden Brian Wiedeye's 3-0 lead on me in our 7-game series quickly became 3-1. And he has not played me since. I'm coming after you, Brian Wiedeye. I'm coming after you, TJ Lowerman.
All right,
I'm good at video game basketball. I will destroy you.
Oh, I'm terrible at video game basketball. I'm pretty sure I still have not won a game of NBA 2K14 at all.
Yeah.
So.
And basketball is my version of your FIFA. It's like the only video game sport that I am good at. I'm not good at it compared to the hardcores, but compared to all of the people I regularly play sports games against, it's the only one that I win much more than I lose.
So just to recap, most interesting game of the year, Pro Baseball Spirits 2013. Best cover athlete, Andrew McCutchen from MLB 13 The Show. Best card collecting mode, FIFA Ultimate Team in FIFA 14. Best franchise mode, Dynasty in NCAA 14. Biggest disappointment, Ashes Cricket 2013. Well, now, can I just like wait a couple days and then take the award back from them?
I think that is the only way to do it.
I think that. Yeah. And then I guess MLB 2K13 would win by de facto.
Yep.
And,
by default.
And NCAA Football 14 and / Series, you will be very missed.
I think that's gonna happen. You know what else will be missed?
What will be missed?
This show, because it's over. But thanks for listening, everybody.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, just this episode. This episode will be over.
That's right.
The show goes on forever.
Of course. Up to 1,000, I believe, is what you said before we started recording.
That's where the current numbering system ends.
So, hey, Scott Binns.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on your own show. We appreciate it, even though TJ didn't want you on here.
Anytime.
It's all right. Rich just skipped the whole part of the end, but
almost
right.
Anytime.
And TJ.
Hey.
Thanks for spending the time to put these awards together. Well done, sir.
Thanks. Hey, did you know that people can find me on the internet at ThatSportsGamer on Twitter?
What?
I know, it's crazy.
Crazy talk.
I also do a podcast called That Sports Gamer Show sometimes.
Never heard of it.
Uh, and And don't let me forget to remind the folks that Sports Gamers Retro Roundtable coming out January
1st. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I get on that if I'm around when you record?
Possibly.
Blades okay.
Possibly.
I think I have that on my Wii.
Dun, 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 dun. Wait, what? That was on the Wii?
I want like the NES version on my Wii.
Really?
Yeah, the NES version is on the original Wii, not the Wii U.
But like via the virtual console, they had Blade
yeah.
Steel?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not realize that.
I thought so. I'm pretty sure I have it.
Yep, I definitely paid for it and never played it. It's there.
Okay.
It's so good. Greg Stewart and Rich Grisham.
It is great.
Maybe Scott.
Oh, I love that game. And it's better, like, it's totally holds up. Like,
yeah.
It totally holds up. But we'll talk about that on that show you just mentioned, not right
now. Just figure out when you're recording and tell me, and if I can make it, okay. If not, okay.
Okay. Oh, we forgot to mention Radioactive by Imagine Dragons, won best song in a sports game.
Oh, yeah. That's... We missed something.
Rich Grisham, are you also on the internet?
I am. A little Twitter account, Rich Grisham. Got my little show called the Press Row Podcast. And I do a lot of writing for anybody who wants me to write for them. It's good times.
Did you know that there was an iTunes comment that said that Sports Gamer Show was the best sports video game, the second best sports video game podcast from the state of New Jersey?
I did not know that.
I was a little heartbroken.
Who said that comment?
Some jerk, but
it wasn't me. I'll tell you that.
It was sort by most recent, most critical is more like it. Most recent, I believe his name was Room Temp on iTunes.
Wait, his name was like he's dead
is?
Now.
Yeah, Scott, I took care of that. He said this is the second best sports gaming podcast based in New Jersey. First being something I haven't heard of. Prass Row? I
don't know. Let's get out of here. I got to go to bed.
Yep, me too.
All right. Scott, you on the internet?
Yeah, at Darth Obvious.
Do we just, Twitter. This is why Rich, I don't understand how Rich can keep a podcast going. There's rules to be followed. don't forget, you can go to that post and leave the comment for your top three sports games of the year.
Do it.
Also, you can follow us all on Twitter, as we said. Hit us up with a like on facebook.com/thatsportsgamer. You can send feedback to the show either by leaving a comment below or an email to feedback@thatsportsgamer.com. Subscribe to us on Stitcher and or iTunes, youtube.com/thatsportsgamer and twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. There have lots of videos. I faked out some dude really good. It was pretty funny. You should check that out. And I think that's it. Anything else, guys?
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Rich, thank you for having us.
Good times. Good times.
All right, guys. This has been another episode of That Sports Gamer Show.